This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Don DeLamont first picked up a guitar at the age of 12 with the hopes of rocking out in the style of Iron Maiden or Motley Crue. But a chance encounter with his father's record collection took Don in a new direction. He found himself connecting to artists like the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers. Don is a singer-songwriter who recently released his fifth CD, a folksy collection of stories set to music called Planes, Trains, Crickets, and Central Air. And he's with us today to talk about that and play a few tunes. Don DeLamont, welcome.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Now, so you're 12 years old. You're going to rock out. You're playing records, as you told me earlier, designed to keep your parents out of the room.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you go backwards. You actually embrace your father's record collection.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it was kind of a change of life. You know, like, you know, 1995 hits, and I'm kind of looking for something different. You know, you're kind of growing up and doing some soul searching, trying to find yourself, and found myself listening to my dad's Crosby, Stills, and Nash albums, and Buffy St. Marie, and Dylan, Joan Baez, things like that. And all of a sudden, you start to kind of realize there's a heaviness to the lyrics and to the, there's a reason why people connected with this kind of music. And it definitely made me realize that that's what I wanted to do musically, was to just tell stories and, hopefully tune people in a little bit.
Was your father a musician?
No, actually, that's really funny. There's not a single musician in my family. I'm the first.
And you have this affinity now for folk songs after just sort of dropping the heavy metal aspiration. Was that difficult for you just in terms of being cool? I mean, did you find it?
No, not necessarily, because, something just kind of clicks with you eventually in life, where you realize I'm not too crazy about the people that I'm hanging out with too much. You know, we're all growing up, and, you just kind of long for something different. And, I actually still enjoy listening to heavy metal. Yeah. I still listen to it. I mean, a lot of the bands I grew up listening to, I enjoy. But, you find yourself with a whole new group of people. It's kind of like shedding your skin, you shed the old and you start to grow the new. And I met a lot of great people who were into this music, and they were just like, oh, you like the Grateful Dead and Fish? Oh, you should listen to this band or this band. And then all of a sudden, you start to build a whole new repertoire of just, a whole new taste for just music that I had no idea was out there.
Well, let's hear where it led you. Will you play a song for us?
I will. This is actually a song called Back to When that I wrote while I was working at School of Education at UNC.
I took a walk outside today. Again, the sun got in my way. If I believed, I would bow and pray not to have another yesterday. But now I'm here, and nothing's changed. Sometimes a good thing stays the same, but for now, I'll just sing myself back to when. Tried to think of the simple things, like all the songs I used to sing, while trying so hard to touch the sky from my neighbor's backyard swing. But now I'm here and nothing's changed. Sometimes the good things stay the same, but for now, I'll just sing myself back to when. back to when a dream was days away. I still do that every day. Well, I've seen things I never thought I'd see, and I've been things I never thought I'd be. But now I'm here, nothing's changed. Sometimes the good things stay the same, but for now I'll just sing myself back to when.
Don DeLamont live on the State of Things with a song called Back to When from his latest CD, Planes, Trains, Crickets, and Central Air. You know, I saw on your blog where you talked about that song and you're saying, you know, it's fun to think about times when things were simpler.
Mm-hmm.
A great tension in that, isn't there, between that feeling that's expressed there and what you said earlier, which is it's really what you want to do is grow and shed your skin and,
right.
and not be back in those simple times.
Yeah, I really think it is. And I think that, you know, I mean, I turned 36 this year, and I think in your own skin, you kind of look at yourself and you go, oh, I'm not much older than I was back then. But then, like, it's amazing, like, when you start to lose track of the years and you have to kind of go back and you kind of remember things like, you know, playing with your, you know, when the important thing was playing with your friends and, you know, having a good time and, you know, who is going to hang out at whose house as opposed to, like, you know, am I going to get this job? Am I going to pay this bill or whatnot? And, yeah, it's easy to reminisce, and it's kind of fun to do.
Also fun to see how far it's taken you. Your new CD is called Planes, Trains, Crickets, and Central Air. Tell us, if not about the title, about the project itself.
So it was just a labor of love. I just recorded it all myself at home. And, you know, recording it at your house is always an interesting project because it's the least perfect type of recording. And unfortunately, we live in a very noisy neighborhood where, you know, the neighbor, you know, cuts his grass about 2 days a week, and the crickets are extremely loud. And we live, for some reason, the planes love to fly directly over our house. And it always happened right as I was recording. And elements of those things just kind of make appearances in the backgrounds of certain songs. And it was frustrating, and it was a lot of me trying to redo takes and get rid of them. And then after a while, I embraced it and just thought it added some character to it.
Kind of fold them in. And did you do that? I mean, at some point, say to yourself, well, wait, if I just move that lawnmower over there, it's actually part of the song.
Actually, I didn't have to do much moving. No, sometimes it just showed up.
There it is. I've written one song in my whole life, and it came together over a couple of weeks commuting back and forth when I was up in Washington. And the first two notes of that song, I realized later, were actually the door chime of the subway going in and out. Ding, ding.
Oh, that's great.
It was very weird, and that's why I've never written another song, because that first two notes was actually the hook. So it shows you what I know about songwriting. Would you play another one for us and show us how it's really done?
I sure will. This is actually a song that I wrote about after seeing a hitchhiker in Saxapaha. This is called I Wish I Could Run Away.
Wish I could run away, leave it all behind. Sometimes I feel so trapped in this life of mine. Just another fool tried to seize the day, tried to hold it in my grasp, but it got. Saxophone, kicking stones, wish I could run away, leave it all behind. Sometimes I feel so trapped in this town of mine. Just another fool who tried to seize the day. I tried to hitch my way to California, but no one was going my way. Back home, have a glass of tea, my guitar and whatever's left of me. I'll finish off this bottle, nothing more be said. Wish upon Mazzy Star and pour myself to bed. Wish I could run away, leave it all behind. Troubles, they just follow you, nowhere left to hide. Guess I'll close my eyes and dream myself away from this muddy old Hall River where I lay.
Don DeLamont from his latest CD, Planes, Trains, Crickets, and Central Air. That's a song called I Wish I Could Run Away. Tell us a little bit more about the story behind that song.
So I was driving to go see some friends perform at the Saxapaha River Mill series that they do out there. And actually, it was the Maxwell Mosier group. And I was driving down 15501, and there was a hitchhiker walking down the side of the road with his thumb out and a backpack on. And I grew up watching way too many after school specials. And so, you know, they teach you, you know,
yep.
hitchhikers yep. have bricks and they'll hit you over the head. And so I passed him and I could just looked in my rearview mirror and saw this, the look of despair on his face as he shook his head. And I just felt a story there. And so I kind of made up his life. You know, made up that story, you know, for his life and put it to a song.
Well, made up, but it seems like you pulled some part of that out of your own life.
You found
what you had in common, I guess.
Yeah, I always like to try to interject a little bit of myself into each song that I write. My life really isn't all that exciting, but you know, whenever I find myself writing a song about somebody else, there's always a connection for me, you know, and so. By being able to say I and me, you know, it's not too far off sometimes, but it's, you know.
Talking about connections, I want to find out about your connection to place. You're born in New Orleans, right, mm-hmm. or Louisiana, and then you spent a lot of time in Atlanta growing up there. But then you also spent some time here in North Carolina.
I did. My wife and I, we moved here in 99. We moved to Concord, which was just outside of Charlotte, for her to do AmeriCorps. And we were there for 4 years while she worked for the health department and got into the School of Public Health. And that's what brought us to Chapel Hill. And we couldn't afford to buy a house in Chapel Hill, so we bought a house in Durham, and where we stayed for the last 4 years that we were there. So I've been in Carolina for 10 years.
These places inform your music? Do you find yourself with a different geography in some of your songs that you can locate?
Yeah, I really found it very easy to root here for some reason. There was a lot of just, you know, it was the slower pace of life, and the people seemed to be very, you know, warm and very calm, very willing to sit at a bar and talk to you and tell you stories. And, you know, as a songwriter, like, that's just, it's like that you couldn't ask for more, you know. And I just really found myself a lot in Carolina.
Well, it's good to have you back, Don. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to ask you to play us out, but first say that the latest CD from singer-songwriter Don DeLamont is called Planes, Trains, Crickets, and Central Air. Catch him tonight at The Cave in Chapel Hill. Show starts at 7:30. For more information, visit dononthweb.com. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Here's Don DeLamont.
Sitting